In the Celtic calendar, December was the month of Samhain, the most haunted time of the year. Ghosts and spirits were said to start work on December 6th and continue through December 20th. As the sun's powers began to regenerate, the atmosphere was supposedly more conductive to spirit activity, resulting in all types of entities and making the season full of supernatural danger until December 25th arrived and neutralized their powers.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking metal as hell?
That's dope as fuck.
It's so cool. So since we're talking Christmas, you're probably wondering, hey, where's Jesus in all of this?
Where is Jesus in all of this?
Hey, Jesus, where are you at?
Sweet baby Jesus.
Well, early Christianity celebrated Easter and the resurrection on December 25th. Not Jesus' birthday. But, in typical fashion, around the 3rd or 4th century, the church tried to replace paganism with Christianity.
Gotcha.
The church made December 25th the birthday of Jesus and began demonizing those that didn't follow this new belief.
Oh, demonizing, I get it. It's clever.
To the people originally celebrating the winter solstice, it was about the sun's regeneration and emergence into their lives again, but Christians made it about the sun, a time of year when Jesus' quote-unquote entry into the world signified a continual rebirth of humanity each year. But at the end of the day, we're talking about people who have had this established faith for years, so it was hard for the church to completely rule over their traditions, which is why a few Yuletide and Saturnalia rituals became intertwined with Christmas. So until the relatively new invention of Halloween in the 18th century, Christmas dominated over every holiday when it comes to creepiness.
Wow. I love it.
Right?
Yeah.